This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a high-octane edition this week as we look at the WHL scoring race. Three players already surpassing the 100-point mark, and more to come, no doubt. Portland Winterhawks star Ty Ratty recently joined the 50-goal club as well. He'll join us in moments. Speaking of 100 points, Mark Stone has got a lot of attention in Brandon, but it's his teammate Michael Ferland making headlines. He's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, and he'll be our guest. Well, we're in February, and the WHL already has three players with 100 points plus. Tri-City Americans forward Brendan Shinneman became the latest player to reach the mark with a big night against the Everett Silvertips. Here's the call from Americans broadcaster Craig West.
He's got Yuzman. Going to drop it back for Holland. Right in front of the net. Shoved in front and scored! Yuzman sent it in front, and it's knocked in by Shinneman. Center ice up for Shinneman. Dances across the line. Shinneman in the slot. Wrist shot. He scores! Holland in across the line. Holland fires it on. Save. Rebound. Shinneman. Shoots. He scores! Bring on the hat. Hat trick for Shinny. And it's 6-1.
And when all was said and done, a big night. Three goals, three assists, a six-point night for the Americans' leading scorer, keeping him right in the mix for the Bob Clark Trophy as the league's top scorer. Meanwhile, in Portland, Ty Ratty has been a scoring machine lately. He's not only hit 100 points this week, he also picked up his 50th goal. He sat down with Winterhawks broadcaster Todd Vrooman.
I'm joined now by Ty Ratty. 50 goals, 100 points, all coming on the same goal yesterday against the Prince George Cougars. Walk us through the moment.
I didn't do much. I think I went backdoor, and Nobles found Lirzy, and Lirzy, he fed the needle to me backdoor, so I didn't do much. I just had to tap it in.
Was it a feeling of exhilaration, relief? What did you feel when you got number 50?
Really cool. I think if you would have asked me at the end of the season, I would have shook my head and laughed. But to get that 50th is a great moment and something I won't forget.
100 points as well. You're second in the league in goal scoring, second in the league in points. It's been a good year for you. What's been the difference for you from last year to this year?
I think the biggest thing for me right now is confidence. I think coming in my third full year here in the WHL is confidence. So I have a lot more confidence with the puck. I have a lot more confidence without the puck. So it's helping out a lot right now.
Team's going pretty well right now as well. First place in the U.S. division, closing in on Kamloops for tops in the conference. What is the key for you guys over the next couple of weeks to build for the playoffs?
Yeah, we're going to the home stretch. I think just preparation, I think, is the biggest thing. I think we got a lot of games to the end of the season, and we're pushing for that number one spot. That's our goal right now, and I believe in the guys, and the guys know it in the room that we got a real shot at this.
All right, Ty, 50 goals, 100 points. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Mark Stone and Brandon is over 100 points as well. His totals may be the most impressive considering he's missed nearly a month of WHL action when he starred for Canada at the World Junior Championships in Edmonton and Calgary. Other players closing in on 100 points include Regina's Jordan Wheel, Edmonton's Michael St. Croix, Medicine Hat's Emerson Edom, who also has 50 goals plus, and Tri-City's Adam Huseman. The last time the WHL had more than three players reach 100 points was back 11 years ago, the 2000-2001 season. That year, eight players hit triple digits with a scoring race that went right down to the wire between Red Deer Rebels' Justin Mapletoft and Swift Current Broncos' Lane Ulmer. Mapletoft would finish with 120 points, Ulmer one back at 119.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Anaheim Ducks captain and former Calgary Hitman, Ryan Getzlaff.
The biggest thing is that it does prepare you for the NHL. It's a league that's designed around that.
Oh, what a piece of stick handling by Getzlaff, and he scores! He put on a display there!
My path to the National Hockey League started in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
It was a big week for Brandon Wheat Kings forward and Calgary Flames prospect Michael Ferland. 9 goals and 4 assists and a +9 rating in 4 Brandon victories. And with those numbers, yes, both the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lubke, has more.
Michael Ferland, Western Hockey League Player of the Week for the week from February 13th to 19th. Four games and some outstanding totals and 9 goals and 4 assists for 13 points, a +9 rating. That'd be a good month for a lot of players, and you did that all in a week. What do you think was the key to success?
I thought my line mates, me, Brent Walker, Mark Stone, were playing very well during that stretch, and, I think that helped me out a lot with putting the puck in the net. Playing with those two guys are sort of really great players to play with, and, it's just a lot of fun playing with them. It's a lot of fun out there.
You've become one of the 40-goal men in the Western Hockey League. You're in the top 10 as far as scoring is concerned. Did you imagine this kind of step forward in this your third year with the Wheat Kings?
No, not really. I knew I had a bigger role than last year, but I didn't really expect to score 40 goals. But, it's a great accomplishment for myself, and, I'm very, very proud.
You are one of the rare things in the Western Hockey League, which is a guy that didn't get drafted at all in the Bantam draft, got listed by the Wheat Kings, and obviously have moved forward from that situation to become really a star in the WHL. And when you look back at you when you were 14 or 15 and just maybe trying to make it in the Western Hockey League, could you have imagined the kind of success you've had and maybe some of the opportunities that playing this game have presented?
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I was playing with the midget team here in Brandon, AAA. I just remember going to weekend games and just thinking, I wonder if I can play at this level and compete with these players. And, now the kind of year I'm having right now, it's just all so surreal. And, playing with the Mem Cup team and getting drafted is just all set. It all happened so fast. And signing my first contract this year, it's just all been so surreal. But it's a great opportunity that the Brian Reekings organization gave me, and I'm just thankful for it.
I think you've also become a bit of a role model because for Aboriginal youth, obviously, with your success that you've had with the Wheat Kings and in the Western Hockey League. Do you take that role seriously?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember when I was young and seeing all the Aboriginal athletes that were playing hockey in the show or else in the Western Hockey League, joined 2-2. I remember just looking up to those guys, and now for me to get the opportunity to be a role model for some of the young kids around here, it's great.
All right, Mike, we'll appreciate your time. Continued success.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Thanks to my colleagues, both Todd in Portland and Bruce in Brandon, for their help. Thanks, guys. That's the show. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.